Alex Soth discusses recurring motifs in Sleeping by the Mississippi.
A lot of the religious content in Sleeping by the Mississippi was, believe it or not, unintentional. I had these things I was looking for, like mattresses, but I did not have crosses and churches and preachers and and all of that. But if you travel the middle of America, you bump into it, and there's no avoiding it. That said, it has something to do with the project, which I don't entirely understand, but part of the religious content, too, that I did become aware of as time went by is that I would always travel in the springtime, so that, because I really loved in the north, it was wintry, as you go south, it's blossoming, and this became somehow thematic, and as it sort of attached to that were these Christian Lenten Easter themes that popped up, which in fact is not the most prevalent spiritual enterprise in the South. So this Catholic imagery started to appear as well. And it had to do with renewal and those kind of themes. I never wanted to spell this stuff out for myself, and I certainly didn't want to be illustrating anything along those lines. Much like the religious content, the idea of prisons was not something that I'd planned out in advance. I would simply drive by a prison, and I think we all do this. Whenever you drive by a prison, you think, wow, there are men locked up in there. I wonder what that world is like. And with this work, I was just trying to follow my curiosities and not judge it, so that if something caught my attention like that, try to get access to it. As it turns out, thematically, it worked incredibly well, because this work is all about freedom and wandering, and what's its antithesis is prison. And if you look at Huckleberry Finn, you have this exact thing set up where you have this boy's idea of freedom, which is going south and having fun, and you have the slave's idea of freedom going north. It's a very different understanding of freedom. But I didn't realize that until literally, you know, until after the project was done. So the thing about Sleeping by the Mississippi is that I was blissfully ignorant, and I didn't have an agenda. To be honest, at that point in my life, I considered myself an artist, but I never in a million years thought I was going to make a living out of this or to be exhibited at the Walker Art Center and all that stuff. I was just going to have my day job and do my work. And in a way, there was a lot of freedom in that. I could produce whatever I wanted to produce, and I could photograph whatever I wanted to photograph. That was my big ambition, was that I didn't want to be constrained. So if I saw a prison and wanted to photograph it, I could do it. If I saw a brothel, I could photograph that. I didn't have to justify it to anyone. And in the same way, I could construct the project. It didn't have to go north to south. I didn't have to take pictures within 100 feet of the Mississippi River. There were no rules. It was all about liberation. And just over time, it developed this shape kind of organically. And certain themes emerged, and I tried to follow up on them. But at the same time, without clamping down and killing it and leaving it open. The question of how to end the project is really difficult with something like this, because there is no beginning, there is no end. One day I called it quits, essentially.